Today on We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Emo the Musical. Are you having the worst day ever? Well, face it, we're all gonna die, but don't think about that. Think about The Way You Held My Hand, or if Jesus likes My Chemical Romance, or if Jesus likes our theme song. Well, hey everybody, welcome to We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
And guys, we are doing something different than we planned. That's exciting, right?
Guys, surprise!
We were supposed to do Waitress today. We were supposed to talk about the musical Waitress, and we're putting that off for another week. So the guy that was going to be on the show, he couldn't make it, which is fine. Well, you know, we'll just catch him some other time. But then we were like, oh, what musical are we going to do? So this week we are doing Emo the Musical, a.k.a. Jay is a Sunshine Boy, the musical. Thanks, Cult C Classic, for that alternate title. Yeah, Jay is a Sunshine Boy. We're not quite sure why that one stuck out to us, but...
So, sometimes we kind of like wish we had a little explanation for some of the titles, you know?
Yeah, how'd you come up with that one?
At first I thought maybe Jay was the main character.
No, Ethan is the main character of Emo.
Right, and so Jay is a boy that's in the Emo band.
Right.
And he's got blonde hair.
Just like a sunshine boy would.
He has maybe four lines, you think?
I don't know. He might have more than that, but he's pretty... Out of all the background characters, he's one of the most background. So, I mean, this alternate title's in quotes. Maybe there's a quote in the movie that I'm just forgetting. But hey, Jay is a Sunshine Boy the musical. It fits.
And it did take me about 5 minutes to find a photo of Jay on the internet, so...
Although you did type in Google, who is Jay?
That's not true. I typed in Jay, who dad is.
Okay. Still no results.
But yeah, anyways, maybe it's just because he's got the blonde hair and he kind of looks like maybe he'd be happier.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
The year of going with that. I'm trying too hard to fit in the year of.
I kind of like it. The year of going with that.
The year of going with that. Before we get to talking about Emo the Musical, I do want to say that if you guys remember a couple weeks ago, we talked about Off Book, the improvised musical podcast, and they've just been showing us so much love. Not only did they give us a shout out, which we were totally not expecting, but also, if you remember, we challenged them that we would never do a Cats episode.
Was that a challenge?
It really was a challenge. I said, hey, you know what? We're not doing it. I poked him in the chest.
Ooh.
I said, listen up. You're holding Cats hostage. You are holding Cats hostage.
One more time.
You are holding Cats hostage.
No, that's...
You know what? I'm going with it.
Okay.
It's the year of going with it. So anyways, I'm not saying they said they would do it, but I'm not saying they... didn't say they wouldn't.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying you guys might want to keep an eye out for a Cats episode with some very special guests. That's all I'm saying for now. That's all I'm saying.
Will it be them? Or will it be like my mom?
Well, we said we wouldn't do it unless they were on it. So, I mean, I'll leave that up to you.
But do we break our promises?
No.
Maybe.
No. No, we don't. All right, but anyways, back to Emo reality. The musical. Back to reality.
I'd like to say something. May I have the floor?
Go for it. The floor is all yours. The ceiling, even. Take it all. The walls, even.
I'll go with that.
It's the year of going with it.
So I just want to say that literally came across this musical because I was straight up just scrolling through Netflix. Like a caveman. I mean, who does that?
You didn't even type in anything in the search bar?
Literally did not. I was straight scrolling. I saw the words the musical. And even bigger than that, I saw the word emo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, hey, James, have you heard of this? Also, let's watch it. And so we did. And it was a good choice.
It was a good choice. I didn't know what to expect. I had never heard of it. I had never heard anybody talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the dark, you know, much like an emo's hair and eyeliner. Ooh. And shirt. And clothes. Ooh. Ooh. And everything.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I was like, I wonder what this is going to be about. We read the synopsis, I believe, and mm-hmm. the synopsis was intriguing. Basically, kind of, you know, we did West Side Story last week. It was very much Puerto Ricans, Americans, two people from different, like, ways of life falling in love. That's very much what I feel like Emo the Musical ended up being. You have somebody that's emo and someone that's kind of more Christian, kind of straight-laced.
Positive.
A very positive woman. And they go to high school together and they end up falling in love.
So what you're saying is it's a 2016 version of West Side Story.
Which is a version of Romeo and Juliet. So it's what I'm saying is Emo the Musical is modern-day Shakespeare.
Wow. That is high praise.
Yeah, Australian Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Did you want to try out your accent, though?
I could give the old Aussie accent a go, but I feel like I would...
Ozzy Osbourne?
Not Ozzy Osbourne, Aussie accent. I could give it a go, but I feel like I would offend a lot of people.
I'd say give it a go because here's a little hint. I don't actually think I can tell the difference between Australian and British accents, so I
yeah,
won't
you
know.
Said, you said, what part of England is this in? And I said, Australia.
I was like, whoa, I never heard of that.
You really can't tell the difference?
Maybe if two people, one from England and one from Australia, were standing next to each other and I said, hey, say the same words, then maybe at that point I could.
I could see maybe not telling the difference between Australia and New Zealand, but mm-hmm. Australia and Britain, I feel like they're pretty distinct.
I can say one word in an Australian accent.
I'm on the edge of my seat. What is it?
The word is razor blades. Oh, wait, is that just two words?
Depends. It could be a hyphen.
Well, that's what I can say. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
Rice up lights.
Wow. The Australian fans, did that actually sound like... Tweet at us if that sounded like a real Australian accent.
I mean, spoiler alert, it did.
Well, Emo the Musical, were you aware that it was based on a short film?
I was not aware.
Yes. So before this movie was made, there was about a 15-minute long movie. I watched it today, actually. Wow. As a little research. Very interesting because it's got the heart of the what ends up being the feature-length film, but obviously it's not fleshed out. It's 15 minutes long. There are some songs, but really a lot of the songs don't even translate to the feature film. There's not a lot of similarity even in the soundtrack, except for one song. I feel like if you watch the Netflix feature, then go to YouTube and try to find the short one because it's you know, it's short enough to where it's interesting to watch.
How did it go from that to that?
Well, I'm not sure all the details, but I know the writer and director, he wrote the short film and directed the short film, I believe, and just thought, you know what, we need to expand this. And I will say the short film has some very interesting, it feels more real than the feature length film as far as just like the reactions from people. It's not as characterized in a way, mm-hmm. but a lot of the jokes are very similar. They had something very interesting with the short film, and the director just wanted to explore what would happen if he expanded that world. I have to say I was pleasantly surprised by this movie. I didn't know how I would feel about it, and once it started going, you know, I actually read a YouTube comment about it, and somebody was like, when it started, I was like, I'm not so sure, but like, when you keep watching, you're like, you know what? I like this. I'm enjoying it. I don't know if you felt that way. Did you feel that way?
Yeah. I mean, it's just so funny because, like you said, we literally had never even heard about this from anyone, anywhere, anytime. We really were going in blind, and I think that for what it is and being completely unknown to us, it was a very nice surprise.
And I feel like the movie feels low budget, and not in a bad way, but they didn't have a huge amount of money to spend on making this thing mm-hmm. incredible. You watch it with a different set of eyes when you know that, I don't know, you can kind of cut them some slack every once in a while. Not that it's bad, but you know, when something is a little cheesy or just looks kind of strange or sounds mm-hmm. kind of strange, you're like, well, yeah, but they probably didn't have a lot to work with. So
yeah,
I love that. I love when you see something that's kind of low budget, but it's still good. Because mm-hmm. you know that, see, you know, it went from a short film to this feature film. And if they did it, if they wanted to boot it up even more with a larger budget eventually, you could see the potential keep growing. And that's what's pretty cool about it from my point of view, I think.
I really agree with you.
So what would you describe the song style of this musical? If you had to put it into words, which you do. It's a podcast.
Oh.
Wow. Thanks for the laugh. Goodness gracious.
This is just a little joke for you. You know how great I am at categorizing music.
Oh, yeah. Well, who am I asking?
I would go with punk rock.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with. And I'd like to hand the torch over to you.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think there's a large amount of the soundtrack that is punk rock.
Yes.
To classify it a little bit more specifically, I would say maybe pop punk.
Really?
If people are familiar with like the Blink 182s or Sum 41 or that type of genre, kind of like early 2000s punk rock. So yeah, there's a lot of punk rock in this. There's also a lot of kind of like folky sounds. When the Christians in the movie sing a lot of...
Yeah, there's definitely a difference in music between the emos and the Christians.
Right. And I heard the director talking about this, and he... Well, first of all, when he made the musical, he said that he just thought it was a funny concept to have the idea of an emo stuck in a musical, because like the last place an emo kid would probably want to be is in a musical. So that's kind of where the concept came from. But then to expand upon that, emo is such a strong correlation with that sort of dark kind of punk music or goth music. And on the other hand, the Christians also have a very specific style of music that they play too. When you think of that kind of campy Christian song, like Kumbaya, or, you know, just sitting around a campfire with a guitar or singing worship songs or whatever. So there's a very specific genre of music associated with them too. So it really works in the musical's favor to have these emos and these Christians be able to express themselves in their own genres of music. And it really comes together in the finale. I don't want to give too much away, but those two genres kind of spill over into each other, and it makes for a really cool sound, I think, a really satisfying ending. Speaking of songs, Elise, do you have a favorite song from this musical?
I'm pretty sure my favorite was Give Up.
Give Up. Now, do you remember what happens in this song?
So, this is towards the beginning of the musical. What is her name?
Trinity, of course.
Yeah, oh, how could I forget?
The ultimate Christian girl name, Trinity.
Grace,
unless it's
I would
like
say
Mary.
Is more...
Oh.
Grace is like...
Mary, Grace, and Trinity are probably the most Christian girl names of all time.
I honestly don't know any Trinities. Do you know any Trinities?
I know three of them.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah, at Trinity. First I didn't. Trinity is walking the school hallways with her group. She's basically telling everybody, you know, it's okay if you suck because, you know, God loves everybody, even if you suck. So just give up. And I think that's a great message that we should really be spreading to everyone.
Hey, you know what? It's not a bad message, but I like the message of the beginning of it. It's kind of funny in a kind of weird way because they start, you know, like you said, it's like, hey, give up. But then it ends with a refrain that comes back later on, which is the come to church with me.
That is so catchy.
So catchy. I will say because of that line, my favorite song is actually Come to Church, which comes later on.
Mm-hmm.
In my notes, I actually have written down so freaking catchy.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so fun. I don't know why, like, is it because the words go by so fast?
I think it's just because it's that, like, that little bouncy, like, come to church.
Yeah.
Come to church with me.
And also at the beginning of Come to Church, you know, he's talking about, like, Cain stabbed Abel with a knife.
Yeah.
And then, like, God killed all the sodomites. And then it's just like, come to church,
yep.
Come to church with me. It's like taking all the horrible things from the Bible and then just being like, yeah, but also come to church with me.
Yeah, it's a horrible way to get someone to come to church with you. But
yeah, not a good lead. Although our favorite songs are different songs, they have a very similar vibe and share similar lyrics. Well, the same lyrics at the end.
Yeah, they do that a couple times. They incorporate the same song or the same tune or something to kind of tie everything together, which I liked.
The finale has a lot of songs happening at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a song that the emo kids sing called Infect Me Now.
Yeah.
There's a song called Rain On Me that they end up singing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a solo that Ethan, the main character, sings. Then I think the Come to Church song happens. Hey, it's very cool how all the songs kind of tie together. Yeah, it's great. Well, what about a least favorite song? Do you have a least favorite song?
I was trying really hard to find one, and I have to say it was a little difficult for me, which that's always a good sign, because I would start to listen to one and I'd be like, maybe this is my least favorite. I don't know. And then it would hit the chorus, and all the choruses are so good. Mm-hmm. They're so catchy. Yeah. I was like, no, it couldn't be this one. And so I just kept trying and trying. But you know, if I had to pick one, and I do, I would have to pick You're Safe With Me.
You're Safe With Me. Now remind me what's going on.
You're safe with me.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah. now I'm not sure. I know that they are like finally alone together, and they're like concerned about like what's going to happen and like are we going to like break rules and that sort of thing.
Is this where they're in the closet together?
Is that
and he's like changing his shirt? I think it kind
of. That sounds right. That sounds right.
I think I remember enjoying that song, but also, like I said, I can't remember how it goes right now, so
yeah,
must have not really hit me too hard.
But it's not your least favorite.
No, my least favorite is actually Electrified.
Really?
I think it's a good song, but I just felt like it was the most unnecessary song, maybe, of the whole musical.
That makes sense.
Also, like, the vibe of it kind of reminded me of the end of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
And not because, I mean, there's two gay characters, but that's not why. I mean, like, the style of the music kind of had a Rocky Horror Picture Show vibe, mm-hmm. which I liked. I liked the style of the music. It was just the song itself. I just felt like it was just a little bit of fluff that the musical didn't need.
I felt like it had some interesting lines, though.
I'm electrified by you. I'm lit on fire by you or something.
No. Like, at the very beginning, he says, if my love for you caused global warming, then I'd take the heat.
Right. Well, speaking of the lyrics, like you were just saying, would you like to guess some lyrics from some other songs?
I would. I'll go with that.
Okay, well, we're going to play What Song Is That From? Play that theme song.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Let's play the game.
All right. Well, Elise, I'm going to give you some lyrics from some songs from Emo the Musical, and you have to guess what song they're from. Is this all making sense?
No.
Well, too bad, because we're going to play it anyways. And guys, if you've seen Emo the Musical, which if you haven't, please go see it. It's on Netflix right now. It's worth the watch. But, you know, hit pause right now, go watch it, come back, and guess some lyrics with Elise. See if you can beat her.
Yeah, see if you can beat me. Bet you can.
Bet you can. All right, Elise, are you ready for your first lyric?
I'm confident.
I've never heard somebody sound so unconfident. Is that a word?
Is that a word?
I don't know. Inconfident?
No.
Wow, I'm sounding real dumb right now. Let's just move on to lyrics. Okay. Here's your first lyric. Consent's a great idea.
Ooh, I remember hearing this. Consent's a great idea. This has got to be... Oh, man. There are so many options. You know what? I'm pretty sure that this is my least favorite song, which is Safe With Me.
Safe With Me. I think that's a safe answer because you got it right. Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. Safe With Me. Yeah, consent's a great idea.
And then they talk about like signing an affidavit.
Yeah, something
classic.
Like that.
Yeah. Classic.
Something about that line that just made me laugh. Like, you know what? If I think about it,
in theory,
consent, that's a pretty good idea.
Can't disagree.
Yeah. Especially in these days, right? All right. So you got one right out of one.
Yes.
Do you want to stop right now or you want to keep going?
Yeah. I mean, while I'm ahead, might as well.
No, let's keep going. Okay. Here is your second lyric. Antarctica, New Mexico.
Oh, okay. This is like somebody says like, I would go anywhere with you. And then they just start listing places. So that is going to be, it's either going to be, no.
Wow. I mean, I didn't even say anything and sounds like you're arguing with me and I'm completely silent.
No. I believe that it, you know, I'm just going to go for it.
So Regis, you're going for it.
No, going for that.
Going, what was it? Going with it?
Going, oh, going with that.
We can't remember our own jokes.
Well, we'll get there. Now you're making me forget my answer. Regis, my answer is we could be wonderful.
We could be wonderful.
I already don't think that that's right.
You're already correct that it's not right. That's a weird way to say that. Kind of got your hopes up, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, that lyric, Antarctica, New Mexico, is actually from You Cannot Leave Me.
Yeah.
Wow. Such a sigh.
No, I'm emo.
That was the sighiest of sighs. That sigh was not unconfident. That was a confident sigh.
Well, are any sighs actually confident?
That's a good point.
Is it?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, I got one right.
You Cannot Leave Me. This is a song where
it's a good one.
The main emo kid, Ethan, ends up dating a girl that's in the emo band.
Jamali. Is that right? Hot Jamali?
Hot Jamali. Jamali, yeah. Let's go with that.
It's the year of going with that.
Yeah, so Ethan is dating this girl. Now, he does not want to be dating her. He would rather be with Trinity, but he can't let his emo friends know that he's into the Christian girl.
Right.
Classic.
She's the beard.
Yeah, Jamali's the beard. His little emo beard. She's his makeup. She sings this song about how Ethan can never leave her. I don't remember the exact context of Antarctica, New Mexico, but I believe it was like you.
Because she was saying, I would follow you anywhere. I'd go anywhere to be with you. And then,
that's right.
Because they're in a theater and they're watching a movie and then he leaves to go see Trinity. Is that right?
Sure.
And then she's like, keeps like grabbing at him and she's like rolling on the floor. And I'm like, girl, that's a dirty theater floor. You best get up.
Is that really what you were thinking?
Yes, of course. Would you ever touch the theater ground?
No comment.
Like on purpose?
No comment.
Why?
Let's just say people used to dare me to do weird things.
So you've licked a theater floor then?
Why did you jump straight to lick?
Because that's what everybody dares everybody to do. Lick a subway, lick a bowling ball.
No, I'm exaggerating. It wasn't a theater floor. It was a cafeteria floor. Moving on. Third lyric. Are you ready?
Sure. Confident.
Here's your third lyric. The Titanic had before it was lost.
Oh, hope. That's hope.
Oh, wow. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hope.
I think I did go a little too easy on some of these last ones.
I mean, I was going to say, I already got one wrong. What more do you want from me?
You to get them all right? I mean,
you want me to get them right?
You know, I'm rooting for you, even though I'm trying to trick you.
That's complex.
It, you know? It is.
How are you handling these emotions?
Yeah, I like it. So we have a song called Hope! Exclamation point. I almost picked this one as my favorite song.
Wow.
Not because of the lyrics, although I enjoy the lyrics of Hope. They're very hopeful. But the feel of it, the vibe, like this is one of the like more folky sounding songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that.
So you liked just kind of the sound of it?
Yeah, it had a really cool vibe to it. And that's something going into this musical that I wasn't expecting to enjoy was the vibe of the songs. I don't know why I didn't expect that. But like the really folky songs, I'm into that. And the really pop punk sounding songs. I loved music like that when I was in high school. And you don't really see music like that often in musicals, I feel like.
Oh, never.
Yeah, so I was really surprised.
And I think we talked about it like as we were watching it, but the music just so perfectly fits the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's what I expected, and yet it was unexpected. It's complex. I don't know.
Yeah, because when you say, oh, it's kind of got this folky Christian vibe, but also kind of this punk rock angsty feel to it. Well, you go, okay, yeah, I know what that's going to be like. It's going to suck.
Oh.
So you think you know what it's going to be like. But you assume that will make it bad.
You assume it won't work.
Right. So when it turns out to be exactly what you thought it was going to be, but good, it's a nice little trick.
A little trick.
I guess so.
I'll go with that.
It's the year of going with that. All right. Are you ready for your fourth lyric?
Yes, please.
All right. Jesus still loves people who aren't good at stuff.
Give up.
See, I told you I'm making these last few last few is two Z's.
Hey, you
was that Australian?
Oh, no, I think that was New York. Ian.
New York Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Give Up. This, we kind of already talked about this song a little bit, but yeah, the Christians are singing to everybody in the hallway, which is so funny.
It is.
Just that these Christians kind of burst in, like that's how they evangelize or whatever, is just walking down the hallway with instruments and pointing at people.
They weren't they giving out something, like some sort of pamphlet or...
Yeah, they were trying to, you know, the
come to church. Classic.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Jesus still loves people who aren't good at stuff.
It's true.
It's very well said, profound.
yeah, I mean, but also that's one of my favorites, so it's okay that I got that one.
You know, it is okay. All right. Well, you've gotten 3 out of 4. Do you think you can get 4 out of 5?
I think I can.
All right. Let's try it. This is your last lyric.
Okay.
Go to the tax office. I know the door guy.
That's the...
I knew you were going to get it. Too easy. I made it too easy.
What's it called? Happy Financial Day.
Happy New Financial Year.
Happy New Financial Year. I was so close. Remind me, set the scene for this song.
Well, I couldn't quite remember what was happening, because when I heard this song stands out the most, I think, on the soundtrack, because it's not like anything else.
It's jingle jangle.
The jingle jangle, sure. It's kind of got this weird, like, electro feel to it.
Yeah, strange.
There's a band that I saw one time called Cuckoo Kangaroo, and they have a song that's like, "We are gonna have a cat party." But it's kind of like that, you know, I don't know what you call it. Like, it's almost honestly, like a kid's music.
I hope this doesn't sound, you know, so wrong that it's offensive. But like, to me, it kind of reminded me a little bit of K-pop.
You know, I'm not super familiar with K-pop, but is that like the candy song? The candy? Or is that Japanese? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, sounded it's Korean racist. Pop.
Or is that Japanese? I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, it did kind of sound like that. But, you know, all I know is K-pop, so I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, but it does have a very electro vibe to it. If I remember correctly, there's like a Battle of the Bands type thing that happens, and I believe this was one of the performers singing that song.
Oh, that's what, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So it just came out of left field. Doesn't really tie into the musical at all, but it was also so random.
But you enjoy it when it's happening.
Yeah, you're kind of like, what is going on? It's so bizarre that it kind of captivated me, if I remember correctly, while watching it. I was bewildered.
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
what
totally.
Is going on?
I was thrilled.
You were.
But then listening back to the soundtrack, I was like, ooh, this one is a little bit jingle jangle.
I don't know if people typically describe music as jingle jangle unless they're talking about an actual jingle.
Nationwide is on your side.
Ooh, so jingle jangle. Happy new financial year.
Hey, that fits.
How did that work out with all the right amount of syllables?
I don't know. We're just going to thank our lucky stars.
Yeah, let's go with that. All right, so you got 4 out of 5. Hey, that's good. If you were Jay, you'd be a sunshine boy right now.
Can I be a sunshine boy even if I'm not Jay?
I give you permission.
Thank you.
Go to church with me. So catchy.
Really
I've been
is.
Singing that all day.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, why?
Because it is so darn catchy.
Right. Oh, you know what? I messed up. Come to Church is not my favorite song. I do like that song a lot.
But
my favorite song is You're Perfect.
Really?
Yes.
You know, that's really odd to me because I just kind of thought it might possibly end up on your do not call list, if you will.
Why?
Because it has such a different feel and it's like, ding, 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 da, ding, ding, da, ding, ding, ding. Like, it's so pokey.
It is hokey, but it's
no,
hokey
in a...
pokey?
I did say pokey. And I just mean because it's like, poke, 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 poke.
Okay, so literally poking. Gotcha.
Well, I don't know. just jingle jangle pokey. I don't know, words are happening and I'm just letting them.
No, it is a completely different vibe, but like this is a song that the Christian girl like apparently loves, and the emo kid, he's like, oh yeah, totally, that's my, I love that song too, but he's like faking it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what happens? I believe that's right.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But the song is so like,
you've got two legs.
It's wonderful legs. They're just what legs should be. And that's so funny to me. It's no, just yeah. Like, it's so, like, who writes a song like that? Who writes a love song where it says, you've got lovely lips. They're just what lips should be. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely perfect for eating a sandwich with.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
It's so funny. That's, and then, really, of course, good. The... when we touch, it's completely consensual. Nothing about our relationship is illegal.
Yeah.
It's so those lyrics are so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think out of all the lyrics in the whole musical, and there's some pretty funny lyrics in this musical,
mm-hmm.
but that song is just the funniest to me. So maybe not the best musically that I would like listen to as like a cool song.
Yeah.
But just the funniest. That one takes the cake. Is that a saying?
Yeah, it's a saying.
I know it's a saying, but
maybe it refers to cakewalks.
Yeah.
Are we serious?
I think it must be the true origin.
We both said that. I honestly thought that I was just pulling that out of left field.
Maybe you did, but you know what? We both did. And you know, then left field is the right field.
Maybe left field is where the cakewalk is.
What are we doing here? Let's go to left field.
Oh, man. Y'all are missing out on the right side.
What do you think about the Would Jesus song?
I liked it. I think my favorite line is the line that you mentioned in the very beginning.
The Would Jesus Like My Chemical Romance or whatever?
Yeah, it's a classic line. We've also got, there's another one that I liked.
Well, I believe there's one that's like, Jesus felt the pain of all mankind, but emos do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
That's one of them. Anyways, it's got a lot of good lines, and it's the scene where, let me think, she goes to a meeting with, is it her group of people?
Yeah, it was like a Christian clique. Like, they were having like a meeting led by like an adult.
Okay.
That was just like it was kind of like their little youth group type thing, I guess.
Gotcha. And I don't remember exactly how it starts. She stands up, she starts like making these connections between like, if Jesus could have been an emo, and then she just starts rolling with it, and LOL.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, at first when she starts singing about would Jesus have been an emo, you're like, is this slightly offensive,
right,
you know?
Right, of course.
Like in the way that like the Book of Mormon is offensive, or right. Like, you know, kind of poking fun at religion in that way. But ultimately, the message isn't an offensive message, I don't think, because it's basically saying like, a lot of people see Jesus, traditionally people think Jesus was part God and part man,
mm-hmm.
but they only talk about the God part. So she's basically saying, hey, if Jesus is really who we say he is, he's also got a man part to him, and that man part might have cried in his closet every once in a while, you know, just like an emo kid would.
Yeah, and I think she also is, I mean, obviously she's seeing value in Ethan, who is a proclaimed emo, and right. She sees how emos are viewed a certain way, and she views Ethan differently, and she sees that, like, there's depth and there's value and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so she's just trying to make a connection and bring everyone together.
Right. She's saying, like, just because we're Christians doesn't mean we're happy all the time. Maybe we can be sad, too, like the emo kids.
Yeah, because life is sad sometimes. Cry it out.
So what do you think about the stupid band song? This is where Ethan comes in and tries out for the band. He wants to like impress the emo kids at his new school.
We had just had the Give Up song, and then this happened. And I just really wasn't sure, you know? Really wasn't sure about it. But it grew on me. And then like once I saw like through the rest of the musical what kind of music we were doing, I was like, okay, no, like I get it. Like that's appropriate. But it was one of those that like I didn't know if I liked it at first.
It's the first taste of kind of that pop punk feel, I think.
But also, I just thought, is this too just like on the nose? Like, he wants so bad to be in the band that he's going to be like, I don't care if I'm in your stupid band, as his song to try out for the band.
Yeah, it is one of those songs where you go, wait a second. But like you said, the more you watch, you're like, that really fit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was appropriate.
I found it interesting that the kid ends up playing guitar and he also plays drums in that song. I saw an interview with him and he said he learned guitar and drums to play in this musical. Now, I don't think that's actually him playing the soundtrack. I'm almost positive that's not him playing the soundtrack. But he had to look like he was playing guitar and drums, which I was like, that takes some commitment. But then I was even more blown away when I found out that he was hired to be in the movie 2 weeks before they started shooting. So he learned drums and guitar in 2 weeks.
Why did that happen?
You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just something that happens with low-budget movies. Hmm. Things get thrown together, you know? You know what? I don't think I ever went through an emo phase. Even when emo was popular, like when I was in high school, I think I strayed away from that. I got more into like the more positive-sounding punk rock music. Although it's kind of funny, this punk rock music in the musical is more of the happy-sounding punk rock anyways. I don't know if that fits. Like in the original short, the emo music was much darker, and it was kind of more of that screamy sort of emo music. Mm-hmm. I think when they decided to make it a feature film, they thought maybe we need to pull back on the like intense emo a little bit, and make it a little more positive sounding, or at least more digestible.
Because I think like who would that be for? Like that would be such a slight chance of people, like a very small sliver of a group of people that would be interested, I think.
Right, in an actual,
in a
like,
musical that's hardcore. Like, yeah, the combination of those two things would be.
Although I've always wanted to try that. I think there's a way to do it. I'm gonna work on that.
Okay.
Because I like hardcore music, and I think there's a way to marry those two genres, the musical and the hardcore. I'm just not quite sure how to do it yet.
That's probably the most difficult challenge you'll ever face.
Well, this just got real.
And if you don't do it, you'll feel like a failure, but it's fine, I guess.
Wow. So now I have a lot of pressure on me to work on a hardcore musical.
I mean, you said you wanted to. I'm just trying to encourage you. Oh, I loved We're All Gonna Die. I was considering that as one of my favorites because, like, yes, please.
Yes, please to what? That we're just all gonna die?
Yeah.
It is kind of a funny song. It, because, like I said, this, once again, it's pop punk music that sounds kind of positive. He's talking about how, what, like asteroids are falling from the sky or comets are falling from the sky.
Yeah. And stuff about like the world around us.
And just how everything's dangerous and horrible. But then the lyrics to the chorus are, we're all gonna die.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the more complete songs in the musical. Like, it's not really plot-driven. It's just kind of a performance, like a concert.
Right.
I think they're playing at a party or something. And you really see the people in the band showing off how they learned their instruments in 2 weeks, apparently. I don't know. It's just a fun punk rock song.
And you know what it reminded me a lot of?
Tell me.
I think you know.
I don't.
Oh. It reminds me of that scene from Scott Pilgrim when the band is like, and this song is called We Hate You, Please Die.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. So that might have been why I also really liked it a lot.
This song's called So Sad. So sad. It's not a race, guys. I think we should rate this. Do you want to wrap this up and rate this emo musical?
Yes, and I would like to make a request for you to go first.
Okay, I can go first. I am going to give this a 7.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really surprised by it. I like a lot of the music a lot. When I was listening to the soundtrack again today, I was like, I got to add this to my musical playlist. Mm. So I did a little click and drag over on my Spotify. And so now I have emo the musical songs in my musical playlist, and I'm okay with that.
So now that playlist is up to 28,000 hours?
Yeah, something like that. It's a lot of hours. I think a lot of the music stands on its own. You can listen to it in the car. Why did I pick the car?
In Antarctica? In New Mexico?
There you go. I don't know. I just I like these songs a lot. They're fun to listen to. I think the plot was very interesting. It's funny. You know, It's not like always laugh out loud funny, but there's a lot of subtle humor that I find interesting. I really wasn't expecting to enjoy it as much as I did. And so that's why, like, I would watch it again. I really would. And I would suggest it to people, which I guess I'm doing right now.
I guess so.
But yeah, that's why I give it a 7.5. Also, I want to say this. We didn't talk about this. There is a subplot that one of the teachers, like, is taking drugs all the time, like medical, prescription drugs to make her happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the director talking about this and the main actor, the guy that played Ethan, which I believe his name's Benson, maybe. He was saying that's one of the main reasons he took the part in this musical. He was fascinated by this teacher that was trying to pretend to be happy all the time, and they're trying to push these drugs on these kids to take them so they're not so sad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately the teacher like admits that she's depressed, you know, and it's okay. And I found that fascinating because there's the obvious like struggle between the emos and the Christians, which is the main plot.
Mm-hmm.
But then the side plot of just being like, hey, it's okay when you're not feeling okay. It's okay to admit that. It's okay to embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost better for you. I don't know. It just has deep levels that I wasn't expecting from Emo the Musical. With a title like that, you don't expect to get like slapped in the face with a bit of like, oh, I just learned something.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why I give it a 7.5.
Very good. Very good. So I'm going to give this is going to sound low. So I'm going to give it a 6.8.
That's not that low.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, you with your 7, I just wanted to make sure.
Well, just because lately I've been remembering that I gave Grease a 7, and I don't really like Grease that much. I probably should have given it a lower score. But because of that, I'm just like, you know what? Anything I like more than Grease is at least a 7.5.
Yeah. For the record, I think we just should not try to remember what we gave other things, because then when you compare it, it gets real. It's not accurate, because if there were really a scale, it would be different if we could see them all on one scale. You know what I'm saying?
So 6.8.
So 6.8, and I would watch it again, but it's not one that I'm like, yeah, I want to watch that like a lot and every day.
No, I get that.
The music I like, and I enjoy like listening to the soundtrack, but again, it wouldn't be my go-to. There are a bunch of other things I'd rather listen to, although, as I said before, some of these choruses are very catchy, and we have some good harmonies here and there, which I like.
Ooh, yeah. Three-part harmony. I call that a Trinity harmony.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it all that deep, but now that you say it, there are some interesting messages. Yeah, that's all I'll say, because I don't want to. If you haven't seen it, just go see it. And by go, I mean go to your computer, open Netflix, click on it. Watch it.
No, don't. You got to browse for it like a caveman.
Yeah, browse for it like a caveman. So, solid 6.8. Liked it. Would recommend. Just, you know, it's lower than some of my other favorites. That's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I think that's going to do it for our Emo the Musical episode. Elise, can you do something for me real fast before we wrap this up? I need you to say, I'm emo, I want to cut my wrists with razor blades, in an Australian accent.
What if it sounds British?
Let's see what happens.
Okay. I'm emo, and I want to cut my wrists with razor blades.
That was okay. I mean, it was okay to me, but if anybody from Australia is listening, I mean...
Can you try so I can see how I did perfectly?
No, I'm giving up. All right, so guys, next
Give
week.
Up.
Go to church.
With me.
Guys, next week we are doing Waitress. We said we were doing it this week. We lied. We just flat lied to you. Flat lied? Flat out lied? Whatever.
Flat lined.
We just.
On the heart monitor.
I am saying this unconfidently that we are doing Waitress next week.
Yeah,
and
are
we will
you
have
sure
a special guest. I think so.
It's really going to be next week for sure?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
All right. And also, guys, like I said, keep an eye out for a special cats episode coming up soon. I don't know.
You're putting your hand up to your mouth like it's a secret, but it's no one can see that.
So, guys, get on Twitter, get on Instagram, tell us alternate titles for Waitress. We want to know. Well, that's going to do it for We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise. Come to church. Come to church.
Come to church with me.
Happy new financial year.
Musicals. Jazzy.